Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot is daf Pei Vav, brought to you by Eretz HaKodesh. We're starting at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Pei Hei, Amud Beis. So asks the Gemara, what in the world does the Mishnah mean by saying that she can only eat Meiser when she's married to the Levi? But if she's Muresa to the Levi, that's not good. What are you talking about? And if she's just a plain Zara, she's just a plain Yisrael, is there a problem of eating Meiser? Let her be Zara. Zara milo aklaba maser, whoever it is, such a thing. I thought Meiser was mutter to anyone. Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, well, you didn't take the consideration Rebbe Meir Shita. And this Mishnah is going on Liba to Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir holds, Maaser Rishon is osir for anyone who's not a Levi. It's osir lezarim. The Tanya, we see this in the Braita. Truma, the Kohen, and Maaser Rishon lelevi, divrei Rebbe Meir. And that we're going to see means very clearly not just who you give it to, but who's allowed to eat it. Because as Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it's mutter to a Kohen. Mutter to a Kohen. Did anybody say it's also to a Kohen? That's not what we were talking about. We were talking about whether Yisrael. No, what Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah meant was you can even give Maaser to a Kohen. Now, when we say that according to Rebbe Meir, you cannot eat Maaser Rishon unless you are a Levi. Where do you get that from? Omer of Akabre, the Rabbi Mishmei de Gemara. I was Mekabel from my Rebbe, who was Mekabel from his Rebbe, who was a Talmud of Rebbe Meir way back there. And the reason is, ki et maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma. What do you mean, truma? Why are we calling maaser truma? The maaser that b'nei Yisrael will bring as a truma must be making a hekesh to truma. To tell me, just like truma is asura lizarim, af maaser is asura lizarim. Wait a minute, then why don't we go all the way? I thought we hold ein hekesh lemechtza. Why don't we say, so then ma truma chayavin alav mita v'chomesh, and if zar eats maaser, is chay misa b'dei shamayim, and he has to add an additional fifth when he pays it back, af maaser chayavin alav mita v'chomesh. No. The Pasuk specifically wants, goes out of its way to make sure that we don't make that mistaken extension of the Hekesh. Omar Kro umetu bo kiyachaluhu. V'yasav chamishito alav bo. There it's talking about Davka takodesh. That's talking about Truma. There's no Kodesh on Meiser. And therefore, bo velo b'maaser alav. Also, the chamishito alav on Truma, not on Meiser. Hey, man, that's a hekesh. What are the Rabbonan who hold that anybody can eat Meiser? What do they do with that hekesh? Rabbonan, they say the hekesh simply means that just like truma is tovelet af maaser rishon nami tovel. Now, listen, you didn't take off truma. So now, chas v'shalom, somebody eats tevel. The din of eating tevel is that there's a chi of misa b'dei shamayim on eating tevel. The Breslov are out in force. Well, if you can still hear me over the rush. Oh, my God. So therefore, they say, look, we know that this Hekesh is not a real full 100% Hekesh. You just told me it's not a full 100% Hekesh because the Torah specifically said, don't go too far with this Hekesh, right? So I'm telling you that therefore this is not a case of ein hekesh lemechtza. The Tosfos explains it. So now if that's the case, what is the hekesh coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me like this. If you didn't take truma out and you are left with tevel, you'd think to yourself, well, I understand why there's a chiyuv of misa on tevel because I didn't take out truma. But if I took off truma, so then I took the kodesh out of it and now I left in the Meiser, and I didn't take out the Meiser Risha. Is that also called Tevel, or is Tevel only such a serious issue when there is Kodesh that's in it? That's what it's coming to tell me. That just like Truma creates Tevel if you don't take off the Truma, Av Meiser Risha Nami Tovel, Uchidatanya. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yochel lo yechayev al al tevel shelo hura mimenu kolika. You might have thought that you're not chayev for eating tevel unless it's total tevel. You didn't take out anything. You didn't take out the truma. But how about if you did take off truma? Hura mimenu truma gedola velo hura mimenu ma'aser rishon. Well, what if you even took off ma'aser rishon, but you did not take out ma'aser sheni? Say, Meiser Shani, I mean, come on, or how about Meiser Ani? Meiser Ani, I mean, that's just like plain tzedakah. There's no Isurim on Meiser Ani. I have to go eat it in Yerushalayim or anything. I mean, so if I don't take off Meiser Ani, I'm going to be left with Tevel? My God, Minayan, how do we know that? Yes, it's going to be Tevel. Talmud Lomar, lo tuchal lecho bisharecha. So we have the Masad the Ganchati Rosh Chav Yitzarecha. And by Meiser Ani it says, v'yachlu bisharecha v'saveyu. So that means that we have Xerish of bisharecha, bisharecha, of all of the things. Lo tuchal lecho bisharecha Masad the Ganchati Rosh Chav Yitzarecha, together with your Meiser Ani. And just like Masharecha, Murla Alan is Maser Ani, that includes the Isra of Achila of Sharecha Murkan Maser Ani. And the Torah says, Lo Tuchal. That means you cannot eat. Lo Tuchal Echol. Which shows me there's an Isra of eating Tevel from even if you didn't take off Maser Ani. But wait a minute. Didn't you just say that I needed the Pusik of the Hekesh et Maser B'nei Yisrael Asher Yarimu Truma to tell me that? And now you're bringing another Bryce as a Raya, which is a different source? What's the matter? How did that happen? No, because I need both. Don't you understand? Let's say I would have had this pasuk, lo tuchal lecho bisharecha, and that's all that it said. Hava mina lalav. I would say, okay, there's an iser of eating tevel, but there's no chiyav of misa of eating tevel if you took out the truma and you just left in my serishon or my serani. Kamash malan that no, there's even a chiyav of misa. Fine. So there's another lashon that, in fact, we asked this as a kasha. On the pshat of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that we learn out to hekesh to truma, is that not taking off maaser also leaves you with tevel? Ask the Gemara and the Lishnach Rina. But I already know that from Rabbi Yossi. This was Rabbi Yossi. Lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha and the lo tuchal, which is the gzera shava between maaser ani and maaser sheni. Answers the Gemara, if I only had the pasuk of lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha v'amina lalav, Avo misalo kamash malan. Anyway, fine. That explains the Mishnah. So, b'mayu kimta, how do you explain the Mishnah? You explain the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and therefore, Maaser Rishon is asur to Zarim. You have to be a Levi, or you have to be married to a Levi. Problem is, at the end of the Mishnah, it's not going to work out a Levi to Rabbi Meir, because the last part of the Mishnah says that in the case of a Bat Levi, who is Moreset la Kohen, or a bat kohen to a levi. Lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. Now, this is ridiculous. Every kohen is also a levi, isn't he? I mean, where's zarut? You're going to call the kohen a zar? Last I heard is that the kohen starts with his levius status. So all of these cases don't make any sense at all. If she is herself from Shevet Levi, and she's now engaged to Shevet Levi, what's the difference, Levi Kohen? So what does it mean she can't eat, according to Rabbi Meir? Why can't she eat? Where is the hekesh to the din of Truma, which is Zarut? She can even eat and try to understand what's going on here. No, says Rabbi Sheshes. This, you know what? Now, Rashi learns, you know what means I changed my mind. I'm going to explain it not according to Rabbi Meir. Tosfos says, if you change your mind, it should have said Ella. I'll give you a different explanation. So Tosis learns that this is a tikkun only legabi the seifa, but our first approach in Rabbi Meir was correct. We're just adding something new. But in any event, when it says eina ochelet, it doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat meiser. Of course she's allowed to eat meiser. It means she's not the boss. Eina ochelet, it's not hers. She can eat if her husband gives it to her. She can eat if her husband made it meiser. But she can't go ahead and define what becomes Meiser or what becomes Truma. It means Eina notenet reshut litrom. She's not the boss. She can't take it off. She can't make a shliach to do it. And it's not hers because she's an arusa. So what do you mean? And if she would be a nesua, so all of a sudden she's the boss just because she's completely married to the guy? Says the Gemara, yes. How do you like that? Yes. I'll prove it to you because it says in the Braita, V'otanya, V'achaltem oto b'chom makom atem uvatechem. So over there it's going on, continuing, okay, once a levi gets meiser, you can eat it with your whole family wherever the heck you want. Meaning, go sit in a Beit HaKvarot and eat it. As opposed to Truma, which of course, you're not allowed to eat it in a Beit HaKvarot. So therefore, limed al nisua, but why does it mention your family? Atemuv nechem, you can even eat Truma. The point over here is, this tells me that if she's a nisua, it's hers. Atemuv atechem means she can actually give her shus litrom, and that would mean that you can not only eat, but you can be the boss. How do you know it means that, says the Braisa? Ataomer shut litrom o inu ela lechol. Maybe it's just a heter achila. Of course it doesn't mean a heter achila. Even truma, she's allowed to eat, even if she's a Yisraeli, if she's married. So Elohim made on the Yisrael about Yisrael. She no tenet reshut. And she can actually be the boss, make a shliach, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it's only the arusa. And that explains in the Mishnah. If she's only an arusa, and she's not a nesua, it doesn't mean she can't eat. I mean, she cannot define the tfuah in such a way that would allow her to eat if we hadn't already taken off the meiser. That's all that it means. Okay, so before we said that we're going to leave it to Rebbe Meir, and we said that can't be true because how does that explain the part of a meiser to a kohen who's married? She's now married to a kohen, and therefore she can't stop eating meiser. So we gave this approach. Mar Bere de Ravana Amar, that when it talks about the Leviya, or vice versa, the Kohenet that's married to a Levi, it doesn't mean what you said, not the boss. We're not talking about the boss. We're talking about whether we give her the meiser when she arrives at the Goren. So she says, hello, I am a Bat Levi and I'm hungry. Give me some meiser. So there, what it says is, if she's married to a Kohen, we say, we don't give meiser just on her own to someone who's married to a Kohen. Now, why not? There's two explanations of why not. Explanation number one, which both of these explanations are in terms of a Kohen. So a wife of a Kohen comes and wants to eat truma. And she is a bat Kohen. So what's her problem? So one Mandi Omar says, it's because of Yichud. We don't want women coming around to Gorens. Did that sound familiar at all? Anyway, we don't want a woman coming down to the Goren. You never know what might happen in a Goren. You might end up with a new Messiah. We don't want that, do we? So therefore, we don't allow her to go down to the Goren all by herself. But according to the Monte Armor, that the reason is that we're afraid if we give a woman truma. Now, let's just talk about a case where she's married to a Kohen. So she comes down, oh, Mrs. Cohen, yes, here is your truma for your family. Little do they know that Mrs. Cohen got divorced last week. So they're going to keep giving her truma. And, of course, that is usher. So Laman Yarmah Mishum Grusha, what's a Levi? So, oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Levi, but you're divorced. So, just because I'm divorced? I'm also to eat meiser, so what's going to be the big tragedy if we don't realize that she's divorced and we give her own meiser? Big deal, you know? Me grusha bat levi mi lo achla ba meiser, what, she wouldn't be able to eat meiser? Wait a minute. I mean, and so why don't you ask this on yourself? Ask on yourself. What if she's a bas kohen? So you say, if she's a bas kohen, we're all worried she's going to get divorced. Yeah, and? Mrs. Cohen, you're not supposed to be, excuse me? I was Mrs. Cohen before I was Mrs. Cohen. I was just Miss Cohen. So why don't we just go Ms. Cohen and everything is fine. And now give me my truma that I always ate. So why would we say, according to this Mandi Omar, that we answer all such cases of a woman? There's no problem. Obviously, if a grusha bat kohen milo achlab atroi, you can ask the same question on yourself. What's it have to do with Meiser and Levi? Ela gzeira mishum grusha bat Yisrael. we make an overarching gezerah. A grusha might lead us to give a grusha bas yisrael also. Okay, so then the same thing would be true over here, that we would do the same svara, that meiser shouldn't be given to a kohen, Mrs. Kohen, even if she really is a levia. And so the same idea, we'll be worried about the problem of a grusha bas yisrael and truma. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then that's true about being married completely. Why does it say she's arusa? That's not the problem. The problem is, even if she would be a nesua, a fila nesua nami, she was still worried about her being alone and whatever, right? True. That's true. Absolutely. I did a tanaresha mo'oresa, tananese for mo'oresa. The same exact thing would be true if she's nesua. Tanarabbana. Truma, that's given to a kohen. Maaser rishon, that's given to the levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, no, maaser is given to the kohen. What do you mean, to a kohen and not to a levi? You can't give maaser to a levi? I mean, maaser is given also to a kohen. So why does Rabbi Akiva say, not like that, dechtiv, ve'el ha-leviyim tedaber leimor, it specifically addresses the leviyim, and it says, ki tikhu me'et b'nei Yisrael et ha-maaser asher natati lachem, and so on and so forth. Can't you read? The pasuk is talking about leviyim. So what are you telling me, kayanim? And how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what does he do with the pasuk? He learns it exactly the way the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi learned it. The Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, famous thing that we've done many times. How many Mishmarot Akuna are there? 24. How many Mishmarot of the Leviyah are there? 24. How many Matnos Kuna are there? 24. How many Ofot Tmeim are there? 24 blackbirds. How many? That's the Tziporin, which of course is Malika. That's the din of Kuna. And therefore, how many times are Kohanim referred to as Levim in the Torah? 24. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Be'asrim v'arba'a mekomot, Nikru'u Kohanim Levim. I'll give you a beautiful example. V'zeichad mi'an. Va'kohanim ha'leviyim b'nei tzadok. Okay? You can't get a better example than that. So the Torah is calling them Kohanim slash Levim. Exactly. Kohanim are always slash Levim. So the same thing is true over here. Ve'el ha'leviyim. Yes, Levim, meaning Levim slash Kohanim, right? And why doesn't Rabbi Akiva understand that? He said, you can't say that here. Ha-ha. The pasuk goes out of its way to tell you this ain't one of those cases. Why? Because it says, eat it wherever you want. Meaning, go to the Beit HaKvarot and have a nice day reading the words on all of these old graves. You know, Anne of Green Gables loves to do that, right? So why don't you bring along some truma? God help us. So it's obviously you're not even allowed to walk in there. So it can't be talking to Kohanim because it says, V'chaltem oto b'chol makom. It's obviously talking to someone. Can't include a Kohen, obviously. Yatsa Kohen. He can't eat it a bit like Foros, can he? Ah, that's a pretty good point. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what do you say about Rabbi Akiva, huh? I mean, he would say that means b'choma. Come on, you really mean take your miser and have a picnic on Sunday in the graveyard? I mean, come on. I mean, why would we say b'choma kom? Anybody knows why I would say b'choma kom? Because since by miser sheni there's a din that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim, and you need to have a choma. I mean, what's the matter with you? Read a pasuk like a mensch. Koma kom means you don't need to go to Yerushalayim, you don't need the koma, that's all it's talking about. It's giving us eitzes for picnics. It's absurd. So it means kol hecha d'boy. It means the low boy koma. And there's no problem of eating it betumas haguf. That's all that it's saying. Eat it wherever, it doesn't make any difference. Okay. Now this is an adorable story over here. So listen to this. There was this garden that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, and he was Mamash a Kohen, like the Gemara says, when they appointed, oh, he's the portion, he's Dora Siri from Ezra Kohen, he can't do better than that, right? So he used to go and take the miser from the garden, and Rabbi Akiva came along, and he closed up the entranceway to the garden, and he opened up a new entrance that you can only get to by going through a Beit HaKvarot, which basically kept Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah out of the garden. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not happy. Also, Rabbi Akiva, Hadri L'Piskel Beit Kavre. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, oh, so here's the little shepherd boy, Akiva, with his backpack. He thinks he's got all these magic ideas in his little backpack. Nice little Akiva, Bitarmilo. Let me tell you something. I make it through life without Akivas, okay? Ana Chaye. I survive all of his attempts to keep me out. Wait a minute. So we're going to have to understand, as we need a little introduction to understand why Rabbi Akiva did this. What does he care for? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he takes miser. Certainly it's not usher for him to take the miser. Is it just because he's a Kohen? So first you have to know, Itmar, there was, which we haven't talked about, until now we've been talking about the Dioraisas and so on. Now it happens to be that Ezra HaKohen was Kones. There was a knas by Ezra against the Levim, and he said that Miser should be given to Kohanim. Fine. All kinds of discussions where we see that in the Pasuk and at what point it was, but he made this knas. So now there's a big machlokus between the Zakenim and Rabbi Yonatan. Pligi bar Rabbi Yonatan v'Sabaya. Chad Omar, why did he do such a thing? Because he was furious at the Levim. Shalo Alubi Me Ezra, he was trying to get people to make Aliyah, and the Levim, they didn't come with him back to Eretz Yisrael. And the other approach is, Kedei She Yisbechu Kohanim Alav B'mei Tumatam, we want Kohanim to have food available when they're Tomei, and they can't eat Truma when they're Tomei, so he said, give them Miser. Wait a minute, but that doesn't make any sense. You can't hurt the Levim for... This makes no sense. Okay, that makes sense. But to say we take the Miser away from Levim so that the Kohanim can have Miser, that's nice. Mishum Kohanim Kansinu the Levim. I understand. What did the Levim do to deserve that? No, obviously everybody agrees. Kulayama, the Knas itself, was Shalo Alu Bime Ezra. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yonatan and the Zakenim? Mar Savar, the din of the Knas, is that instead of saying you give your Miser to Levim, and that would mean whatever Levi comes along, he came along and he said, look, you could give also to Aniyim. So he allowed you to go and give it to Aniyim too. So this we're going to see, this is what Rabbi Akiva holds, that even though you're supposed to be giving Miser to Levim, Masha Enken, his takana was that you can give it to even somebody who is poor. And we're going to see what this means, because L'chor, that is canceling out the issue of the Nesina. It would have to be maybe with the Koyach of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. But then how will you become the mitzvah of the Nesina? This is a big discussion among the Rishonim and Achronim, whether what he did, he was mitakein, that they should be shluchim to be mekabel. If you mean that means to the Kohanim, they have a din of shluchim as if they're mekabel on behalf of the Levim. Okay, but that's not our main sugi now. What we're fascinated by is why Rabbi Akiva would try to lock out Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, according to this approach, Mu'man di Omar, is that the knas was given only to the poor. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was one of the richest people on record, okay? He should not be taking this maaser. So, yeah, he was taking the maaser to be Mekayim, the mitzvah and the Torah. So, therefore, Mar Sovar knasel la'aniyim. Umar Sovar, yes, it's true. But Kohanim bimei tumatam are called aniyim, because generally they don't have anything to eat but truma. So Mamela Ezra said, give it to Kohanim. Now, Bishlam alamandi yomar knasela aniyim. Mishamachi had Rabbi Akiva l'piskel beit kavre. If you hold that the knas was only given to the poor, that would explain why Rabbi Akiva wanted to keep Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah out. You're filthy rich! Why are you taking this maaser, he says to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And so he made it impossible for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to get there to make a point about his shita, You ain't getting this. I'm going to see to it. You ain't getting this. Okay. But according to the Omar, that it could be given to Kohanim. So why did Rabbi Akiva make it impossible for Elazar ben Azariah just because he's rich? I mean, according to that man, the Omar, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be poor in order to be Zarecha. Who cares? No. What Rabbi Akiva was saying to Rabbi Elazar is, listen, buddy, let's get something straight. If you're coming over here because of the knas of Ezra, fine, I'll let you in, okay? But I know why you come here. You come here because you hold the Torah Chalukah. You hold that the Torah has given Maaser to Kohanim, and therefore you're coming in and you're saying, I am the boss over here, and Midiraisa, you have to give it to me. And I disagree with that. I hold that Maaser has to be given to Levi specifically. And if you give it to only the Kohen, then unless we're accepting this new halacha, this is the Shita Samin the Rishayim, that the Kohen acts as a shliach for Levi. Fine. But you've got it all wrong. I know your shitas about this, and your shitas disqualify you from getting meiser. And therefore, I'm putting a Pesach for us right there. Now I dare you to see how you're going to get in to get your meiser. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. So this is Rabbi Akiva with his little backpack, and he thinks he's going to get away with keeping me out. So that's what he's saying. I'm not going to let this happen because you're coming from the wrong context. Now, where do we get the idea, by the way? Where does it say that the Levim didn't show up? It says that Beferish. It says that Ezra writes, I was at this river, at the Ahava, and Nachena Sham Yamim Shlosha, we made a machana there for 3 days, V'avina V'am, we went through all of the Yichusim, and who is here, and so on. Believe it or not, and I'm looking around, and I take a look at the Am and the Kohanim, and I can't find any Levim. There's nobody to take an Aliyah for Levi. I mean, it's outrageous. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to go back, build a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have any Levim. So he was angry. Om Rav Chista, the truth is, says Rav Chista, that Batchila, it used to be that we see clearly that there was an important idea of making the Shotrim. So the Shoftim, we know it says that the Kohanim were the Shoftim. But the Shotrim, they were taken bedavka from Levim. And that it says, Beferish, very interesting pasuk, that because of the fact, this was an interesting thing that happened, that the Levim left their Yerusha in the Orei HaLevim, when after Yerovam, assert people from going to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they couldn't go and do their Aved in the Beis HaMikdash, no Shira, no Agafas Losais. They snuck out. Obviously, they had, you know, government officials that were looking at pictures. Where are you going? What are you doing? What is in those suitcases? Why is there a moving truck? They had no way that they get their money out. So they had to leave everything behind. And they claimed, you know, they were going out, or they snuck around the border or whatever. He had policemen there, Yerovam ben Nevat. And they were meiser nefesh to leave their homes behind in order to be able to live in Yehuda and get away from Yerovam ben Nevat Yisrael. Because of that, they gave them dafka, a parnasa, and their parnasa was that they became the shotrim. And it says beferish over there, v'shotrim halavim lifnechem. This is in Divrei HaYomim. And this was immediately after the story of Yerovam's taking over. So, Akshav, but now we actually don't do that. Ein mamidim shotrim elam Yisrael, shenemar v'shotrim harabim v'roshechem. That now the rabim, of course, are Yisrael, who are more than Levi. Of course, there is a minor problem over here, as the Tosfos Yeshonim points out. There ain't no such pasuk. I dare you to find a pasuk. That's a minor problem. So, what in the world is, I mean, it's really nice to be taking advantage of all the Amoratim that are learning the Gemara and don't know that there ain't no such pasuk. It sounds really, oh, wow. Shotrim HaRabim. What in the world is it talking about? Okay, there's all kinds of discussions. Maybe the Tosfos Yeshonim says, maybe that's the pshat when it says Shotrim L'Shiftechem. Shotrim L'Shiftechem means the ones that are the Rabim of the Shiftechem. So maybe that's basically what it's basing it on, but it certainly is not this pasuk.